Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick. We are in episode 365 in season 9. And this week, I'm going to give you an imperfect guide, with the emphasis on imperfect, to generational communication differences. Why? Because we all think that we're so different, but in reality, we're not that different. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I love doing this podcast because it gives me an opportunity to continue to observe the communication challenges we face day to day. And 10 years ago, I wrote a book called Brief, and that's all about clear and concise communication. And then 5 years ago, I wrote a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And that's just about distractions and digital devices and how chaotic and clustered and divisive and distracting our world is and how to manage that. And then recently, a few months ago, I came out with Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And those three books form a trilogy. And that trilogy is called Clarity at Work. And if you want more information on that, go to thebrieflab.com and we sell a box set. Those three books work in unison. Now, full disclosure, when I wrote Brief, I had no idea that 10 years later I would have written two more books, but they all connect together. And the simplest way of explaining them is on the back cover of this beautiful box set that we designed. And noise is your villain. That's what you have to worry about. It's the distractions, the things that divide your mind, the things that call for your attention that turn out to be not very important. It's really a problem for people every day. And if you're not managing noise, it's probably managing you. That's the villain. And the brief is like the sword. It's your weapon to cut through clutter. Say what you got to say. Be clear. Be concise. Be on message. Be on point. That's your sword. And your shield is quiet. It protects you from the noise. Those two weapons become very, very important for people to think deliberately and communicate in what amounts to be an environment that's super difficult to communicate well in because there's so much poor communication. It's just constant. And I do this podcast to help you rise above. And it's been an honor, pleasure to do it. I made a decision to continue into season 9. I'm going every other week. And the alternate weeks, I have a newsletter of the same title called Just Saying on LinkedIn. And I write very similar topics, but it's a newsletter. It's not a podcast. And it reaches a similar but different audience. So if you're on LinkedIn, connect with me and read the newsletter because it's short, sweet. They're typically 3 to 4 minute reads. Like the podcast is about 14 to 15 minutes long. It's short and sweet to the point. So what are we going to talk about today? It's an imperfect guide to generational communication differences. And I get this question a lot. What's the difference between, you know, Gen Z and millennials when it comes to communication, or boomers and Gen X? And full admission, full disclosure. And if you want more information on my opinion towards disclaimers, listen to podcast episode number 282, which is called A Disclaimer on Disclaimers. So my full disclaimer is I'm no expert in this. I'm recording a podcast on this because I get asked this question a lot, but I really want to draw your attention to the similarities more than the differences. So this will be imperfect. It'll get you thinking. If you want to do more research on it, please do. If you want to talk to a real expert, find one. There are millions of them online that can tell you, you know, what Gen X and boomers and how they're similar and different and what makes a millennial a millennial. I'm going to give you a fun, simple overview as much to teach myself how these generations are different. But, and this is the point of the podcast and the reason I'm recording it, is we have more in common than we think. Why? Clear and concise communication matters. It's what people want. They want clarity. They're dying for it. I don't care if a person's 80 years old, if a person's 18. People really want clarity. Now, how they express that can be a bit different. And we're way more similar than we think. When I was thinking about this podcast, I was driving yesterday. preparing for it, and I listened to a song that I'm going to play a little bit from. It's an old song. It's by Mike Rutherford. He was a part of Genesis, I believe, and he had a band, I think it was pretty short-lived, called Mike and the Mechanics. And there was a song called In the Living Years, and I was with my son in the car, and the opening line, right before the song is building up, I turn to my son and I go, here's the opening line. Every generation blames the one before. Take a listen. Such a beautiful song. Love that song. And it's so true. You know, every generation doesn't praise the one before. They blame the one before. And all of their frustrations come beating at their door. Or however it said it, however he said it. The song isn't about generational communication differences, actually. So if you want to listen to it, it's actually a really poignant song. But when we think about generational differences, it's super easy to say, well, you know, you guys are boomers, or you guys are millennials, or you guys are Gen X, or whatever. And like somehow somebody did something wrong, which is silly. It's all about expression. It's all about evolution of language and how technology plays and factors into how we communicate and how people use it, how they've learned to use it. When I give you the overview here, what I'm doing right now is as much for myself as it is for you. So again, I'm no expert in this, but I want to have some fun with this. I get asked this question a ton, and I just want to have a point of view on it. My point of view is that we have more in common than we think, and clarity really matters. That's kind of the point. So when we look at the overview, let me just kind of give you a quick overview of these, what the generations are. So I'm going to focus on four. I'm going to focus on boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z. I'm going to stop at that. So at a glance, to be a boomer, you have to be born between 1946 and 1964. Gen X is 1965 to 1980. Millennials were 1981 to 1996. And Gen Z is 1997 to 2012. Now, probably there's a ton of debate about the dividing lines and what makes a person part of one generation versus another. Me personally, I'm right on the border. So I was born in 1965. That makes me an old man. Sorry for those young people that are listening. And I am technically a Gen X person, but I feel probably a little bit more of a boomer. I'm at the end of that. And what characterizes these generations just at a glance? Boomers communicate in full sentences, punctuation, email signatures. They look like legal disclaimers. They wrote memos. You know, how do you reach them? You call them. You send them a properly formatted email. They don't really trust or understand emojis. I'm part of that. What annoys them is one-word responses. Got it. Bet. Heard. Gen X, which is me. No-nonsense pragmatists. Boomers are formalists. Gen X are pragmatists. How they communicate. Brief emails. Direct phone calls. Occasional okay text. How do you reach them? Email or text? Keep it short. Respect their time. I suppose that's why I wrote brief. What annoys them is long meetings that could have been an email, an excessive workplace enthusiasm. Millennials are 1981 to 1996. They were born right when I was in high school and college. They're the emoji diplomats. This makes a ton of sense to me because, you know, as you learn to use emojis, they communicate with Slack, GIFs or GIFs. Never knew what the proper answer to that was. And emails to start with, hey, team. Their how to reach them, text, Slack, voice memos. Make sure it's casual. They love emojis. What annoys them? Unexpected phone calls. Seriously, just text first. I pick up the phone. Gen Z, finally, 1997 to 2012. Digital natives. How do they communicate? TikTok, memes, voice messages. How do you reach them? Direct message them. Send them a short video. Emails feel like homework. What annoys them? Slow responses and anything that requires more than a paragraph. So when you look at this, some of the key takeaways is boomers want emails, Gen Z texts, millennials, you know, GIFs. Gen X just wants you to stop wasting their time. The phone is either sacred or terrifying. Punctuation is generational. There was a writer, I'm an English major, E.E. Cummings, and she was famous for her entire name was lowercase. And I had a term many years ago. I called it a lowercase mentality, where people just put everything lowercase. And it turns out that's generational. A period to Gen Z feels aggressive. A missing period to a boomer feels like a mistake, or carelessness, rude. You got to adapt your style. So when you look at this, we can go deeper and deeper. And I'm not going to, because this is an imperfect guide. But the point is that we're different in terms of what we expect to do. So I look at my coworkers, and, you know, I'm the oldest one in my company. So I'm sort of the boomer, you know, Gen X guy. But I also work with Gen Z and millennials. And some of my coworkers just absolutely crush it with emojis, and Slack messages feel like just a drawing. And other coworkers are just one word and just, I don't even know what they're saying. But the point being, the expectation, the desire across generations is for clarity. People want clear communication. They want to be heard. They want to be understood. They want to be expressed. And we can all learn how to do that across generations. Case in point. My wife's aunt, who's 90, texts like a champ. If you didn't know how old she was, you'd think she was 25 years old. She is absolutely an emoji queen. She just figured it out, and she is absolutely on it 24/7. Yeah, does she pick up the phone and call? But she texts like a champ. She goes, goes, goes. And I have coworkers that are, you would think that they were, you know, 75. And it's just, you don't know. You know, like the song that we just listened to, you know, every generation blames one before. Well, another way of looking at it is they think the next one is doing it wrong. Really, it's a lot of it's technology. You know, I grew up in, you know, as a Gen X person at the end of the baby boom, I grew up and everything was changing. I mean, I grew up with, like, you know, 8-tracks became tape players and CDs, and then, like, you know, Blockbuster wasn't even a thing, and it became a thing, and then it went away. And it's just like, you look at technology and just how, in a span of 30 years, how dramatically technology has changed. And it's just the way it is. I mean, baby boomers use typewriters. Typewriters was the last, my first year in college was the last year of the typewriter. Thank goodness, because it was so painful to write tape papers and typewriters. Gen X got email. I remember discovering email at work when I was in my 20s. Millennials got texting. Gen Z is basically born with a smartphone. So we have to adjust. We have to understand. And we have to be forgiving. It's like nobody's fault that you were born in 1981 versus 1967 versus 2005. Like, it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way it is. And what we see as communicators is there are differences, but we have a lot more in common. And the expectation is, in a world of noise, is make sense for me, please. Manage my time well. Clarity is valuable. Yes, I see raising hands, the emoji. I still don't understand what that means. And I try, I struggle, I research, but I get it. It's an expression of joy, enthusiasm, celebration. I get it. That's a way a person wants to show it, then let them show it. I mean, let's not be purists. We can't get forward. We can't get ahead. We can't, by being right. You know, we are who we are, and it does cross generations. This is why I think Brief still remains to be a valuable book. And I just found out recently, when it went to paperback, that Amazon put it as a bestseller in the category. Why? Because people value being clear and concise. It's still valuable. It will always be valuable. I want to end with a funny story because this is just, I love clarity of expression. When I ask my son to do something, he's like, you got it. I love that. It's super clear. You got it. That's this way. It's like, you know, done. I was watching this TV show, The Bear. It's about a restaurant in Chicago and where I'm from. And I've never worked in a restaurant, but then they have this expression heard, which I guess is a restaurant expression. So one of my coworkers, who's significantly younger than me and my wife, says, you know, in a herd. And I'm just like, never heard this before. And it was hilarious. I'm like, did she hear me? Did I heard? Who's heard? Is she herding cows? Like, I don't know. Like, she just says herd. And I'm just laugh, but I'm like, that's it. She's like, you got it. Herd. And that's the way we are. Herd. Just saying.